Play us in, bud. I'm taking the intro here just because I mean Calvin to this microphone here for you, Ryan. And that was Ryan playing some sweet tunes to get us into the show today. It was a wonderful time. And we have a great excitement coming in for a live audience or something. I'm not used to looking to enjoy your time. Whatever, it's Pittsworks today with Ryan and Charles once again. And today it's very special. Ryan turned 20. Oh my God.
Yes, it is.
It's fantastic. I'm really proud of you. You know, the big 2-0.
Yeah, I officially marked off 2 decades of my life, so.
Yeah, how's it feel? Feel good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, sad to be leaving my teens, but.
Oh, yeah, teenage years, best times of your life, right?
Yeah.
I disagree completely. They were the worst time of my life. but, so, anyway, I see you got your fresh cut as well. Anything special going on tonight?
Yeah, I am actually going to be leaving in a couple hours to go have dinner with my family.
Oh, boy, where are you going?
That's still to be decided, but I'm thinking either Olive Garden or Smoky Bones.
Smoky Bones is pretty good, I'd say. I'd probably go there. Olive Garden, a little too classic. You know, and you're Italian. Do you really want, like, non-authentic Italian food?
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm just kind of in the mood for Smoky Bones.
So then go for Smoky Bones. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't go Olive Garden. That's all. By the way, you can sit down now. I mean, you can
yeah,
look
when
like
you're
laptop. Here. It's fine. We got time, you know?
Yeah.
But I was informed, you know, I should probably do something special for you. So, it is your birthday. I don't want to copyright it, though, but we'll give a solid happy birthday to you. So, like, happy. You want to get with me or you just want it for yourself?
Why don't we let our guest crowd come in?
Everybody over there. Here, we'll do a solid happy birthday for Ryan here. So, go ahead and guys, hop in there. Yeah, you're all live. All
right. One, two, three.
My
yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha 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 cha.
Happy birthday, dear Ryan Jacoby.
Cha 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 cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha.
Let's go.
Yep.
And many more on Channel 4. Is my mic on? Yes,
yeah,
it
you're
is.
Honest.
Trust me, I gotta go for it.
I think we should turn Logan's mic off, though.
Okay, I mean, if you want to turn it
off. All right, well, our guest crowd is Luke Yost, Greg Sutton, Logan Carney, and I'm sorry, Kay, I don't know your last name.
Kay Wedge.
Yeah.
Clap it up for the guest.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I'll be right back when you chat about this stuff.
All right.
Oh my God, we used to have a rubber band flying over. Jesus Christ. Great, please. We don't need injuries today. We don't have any insurance. We already, like, sang happy birthday. Our copyright's gone, too.
Yeah, Greg's got a concussion, so you won't see us tonight.
Guys,
oh,
that
boy.
Really hurt.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Greg's in concussion protocol. You know, upper body injury, we're not sure how he's going to fare the next couple weeks. Hopefully he's back for next week, but you know, we can't.
Yep, and speaking of, in other news, our sponsor this week is Hockey as a Whole.
Yeah, Hockey as a Whole has sponsored us this week. So
you're a sponsor?
Yeah, hockey, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sport of Hockey
yes,
sponsors
sport
this
of hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much money you make
is
off
that
sponsor?
Like free product?
What do you mean by free product?
Can you
I mean, like, you need a new helmet? Is that what we're talking
about? Helmet, pads, skates.
So listen, no, this is kind of like a free... We just tell everybody about the greatness of hockey. We don't get anything in return.
How much? So you don't make money off of this? You're not making any money?
So it's not really
no.
A bad. It's just like a...
It's just a sponsorship.
It's just a sponsorship.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a shout-out of sorts.
Hey, that's
but, but it makes it seem like somebody wants to spend money on us. So that's why they call it a sponsorship.
Ryan, you want to play another tune for us?
Yeah, I'll move out of the way here.
All right, I'll play another tune for you.
Yeah! Yeah. Woo!
There. I'll come up with a tune. You guys come up with some words that that'll fit in.
Oh, me,
I think we got it.
I'll put you two.
You take the first.
I'll harmonize.
You want to do? All right, they can do backgrounds. All right,
Lucas, background. Ryan, you ready?
Yep. Tell me when.
Here we go. All right, your mic is live, and go ahead.
Some good old songs about tractors. Plowing in the studio. All
the not a
good
choice.
Logan.
Changing the party
of
the old plans.
Somebody
needs to some corn. We're gonna get away and plant some corn in the field. Plant some corn in the
corn is very good. We can have it creamed. Cream corn, can corn of corn on the cob.
You can say it's the cream of the crop as we plow those fields.
And here comes the dust crop digging over the fields. Ew, right. What's that smell? It's the dust crop in here.
Okay.
I think
you lost it
there, boys.
Round
of applause. High five.
That was a team effort.
Yep. Round of applause for all three of you guys.
That sound good?
We'll have to get into the recording studio.
Yeah,
we call that
really
plowing
there.
And dust cropping.
Yep.
Ooh.
Wow, what a beautiful lyric, too.
Great name. I like it. We can work on the name, though. Names aren't really that loud.
But I feel like that was like a chorus, though, you know, plowing and dust cropping.
But I mean, sometimes, you know, songs
farming.
Are named, you know, not by what's in the chorus, but just like some random thought.
That's true, yeah, because you do the chain of thought that made this.
It takes a lot of talent to make something up like that on impromptu.
Yeah, it does, and I really appreciate
that.
I mean, you guys, it was great.
There's your, that's an army tonight skit right there.
Should we plug our show?
Oh, yeah, by the way, we have a show, too, as well.
Okay, oh my God, what's your
show? Tool Shed, Army Basketball.
Wow.
Tune in.
Wow. Okay. What is that?
Tuesday nights, 7 to 7:15 to 7:45 actually.
Oh,
but we usually start late.
Yeah.
Technical issues.
So like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can also plug. What is it called? First.
I plead the first.
I plead the first, which is
Tuesdays at
6, which is formerly the Sierra or Shannon Sierra show.
Okay.
It's on Tuesdays at 6.
All right.
It's a good time.
And don't forget about Sports with Carney Thursday nights. It'll be on tonight, 7 to 8.
Are we just plugging everything?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't forget off the life's Gregory.
Idea here. Just tune in to RMU Radio
your
any
campus,
time of the day, pretty
voice.
Much, and you can hear your campus, your voice, and I'm concussed. many different podcasts or radio shows here at Robert Morris.
Speaking of Robert Morris Radio, though, we got a new show on Fridays at 1:15. It's going to be an A&E podcast with myself and Brandon.
Brandon
Ailman.
Ah. And we're going to be in A&E. It's called The Real, spelled R-E-E-L. So it's about movies.
Clever.
Oh, boy. Man, that's going to be not a flop or anything.
podcasts
there are that are called The Real?
Well, now RMU has The Real.
That's right.
This is The Real, The Real.
The Real, I like the official The Real.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. We actually have our first event coming up. Charles, would you please explain that, please?
Are we talking about the For Love of Pittsburgh local food tasting at the August Wilson Center? Whoa!
Wow, that sounds delicious.
It is. I mean, downtown. All right, so it's February 10th, 3 to 7 p.m. Farm to Table, Western PA wants to bring everyone to the table for a winter tasting event showcasing all things local. So, what are your favorite local food? Oh, Greg, what are you doing?
Happy birthday, Ryan.
All right,
thank you. Thank you.
Favorite
local food.
We're
just down to two guests.
Fine.
All right.
You know, I just had a Pittsburgh salad today.
Really? What was in it?
It's just a regular salad. It's steak on it, but Pittsburgh salad contains fries on it because, you know, I grew up thinking that was just a normal thing. Didn't realize it was a Pittsburgh thing. So for my favorite local foods, besides the Permane sandwich, Pittsburgh salads are definitely up there.
Well, I feel like the Pittsburgh salad goes perfectly with the Permane sandwich.
Oh, it does.
Because
it really
got the fries on the sandwich, fries on the salad, fries for days, plus fries on the side.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fries.
You gotta love those fries.
And somehow we're a Polish community and not, you know, Irish. I don't understand. So, go down there. It's food, beverage, and wellness. The event will showcase black and minority-owned businesses and hopes to eliminate disparities for the food industry. Featured presenters, here's some names that somebody won't or may know. Day Bracey. Anybody know Day Bracey?
Him.
Yeah? All right, cool. Ed Bailey.
Oh, he's amazing.
All right.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
I mean, that's understandable. I mean, it's any guy with the last name Bailey, you know?
That's just prejudice.
Hey, man. I know.
You don't like Baileys?
He wasn't a fan of It's a Wonderful Life. I'm a George
Bailey guy. And finally, we have Drinking Partners Podcast. Another plug that's not ours, but if you ever want to go and listen to Drinking Partners Podcast, go listen to them, I guess. And also sponsors. Food and the food entrepreneur Gary Jackson and Sankofa Village Community Garden founder Ayanna Jones. Boy, that was a mouthful.
Oh, Indiana Jones. Is Short Run going to be there?
No, that was it was Indiana Jones.
It'll be really cool. He likes snakes. So he likes snakes. This guy likes snakes?
I assume that, yes, this woman likes snakes. She
Oh, it's a woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Ayanna Jones.
Leanna?
Ayanna.
It's pretty much Indiana Jones with an A.
Yeah.
A-Y-A-N-N-A.
So like Montana Smith?
Sure.
Sure.
We'll
go with that.
Hannah Montana?
Yeah, yes, exactly. I feel like you need to keep this for real talk, all right? Sorry.
Yeah, this is too much banter on this show.
Yeah, well, no, it's not too much banter. It's just like too much movie. Come on, what's wrong with you?
Well, you said Indiana
Jones.
Okay,
it's fine. Would you run from a boulder, though?
Of course.
All right.
Why would you?
I want to get
run over.
That's a
dumb question.
No, but I mean, like,
I
want to
get run over.
I'll give
the boulder a big hug. I feel like the boulder's just misunderstood.
Maybe it just wants a hug.
Maybe
that's a thing that they don't get you, because it's always like magical infused, so maybe if you just like go to hug the boulder, it stops.
Exactly. It's just a misunderstood boulder.
And then
it's
like inside, it's just a wonderful person that just wants a good conversation. And then you go and take them to, for the love of food in Pittsburgh, local tasting.
There you go.
You gotta get all the food that you can.
Yeah.
What else is coming up in Pittsburgh?
Other than that, we have, Harry Potter Film and Culture Festival at the Row House Cinema, February 16th through the 28th.
There you go.
So if you ever don't see all the Harry Potters on Freeform, you can go there and see them all in the movie theater.
They're actually not on Freeform anymore.
Yeah, they're on Freeform, like, all the time, dude.
Well, no, they're not on it anymore. They just lost that deal.
They
the rights to it. Yeah, it's going to be, I think HBO has it now.
HBO has it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're canceling the Harry Potter Marathon in the winter. Fun fact.
What?
That's just sad.
I mean, it's not good.
They usually play the Harry Potter Marathon.
I think it might not be HBO, because I think HBO owns Freeform. Because it was HBO Family before, right? So it would be something else.
No, Freeform was ABC.
Okay, yeah, that's right. It was ABC Family before Freeform. That's right. So yeah, so HBO has the rights now to Harry Potter, so they're not going to do the marathon of Freeform anymore. This was just the last year.
And you know,
I was having a good day until then.
Yeah, geez, now what are they going to replace it with? They can't do Lord of the Rings on Freeform.
You know, what you have to do? Tune into the reel and find out, because this is movie talk.
Yeah.
Logan, I think I'm just going to mute your mic. I mean, just
One more plug, Berg Nation podcast. I have a lot of podcasts and radio shows.
Logan does.
I'm working on two more. So.
Yeah.
Dear,
in the works.
So like a podcast every day keeps the doctor away?
Yeah, we might do. Yeah, exactly. Might do a morning show. I'm looking into that.
Okay, all right. Good.
I would help you with that, but I have to sleep, so.
Well, I was going to invite you anyway.
Thanks, man.
Oh, wow.
I already do a show with you. I'm going to branch out.
What, get new talent?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just pick people from the century, just like three different people each show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm working on a women's hockey podcast with Ian and Sam. Hopefully that comes to fruition. And the morning show with Gage and maybe somebody else. We haven't fully decided on that yet. We might try and get somebody else.
You can get a female for that.
That's what we were thinking.
Because, all your shows are very, like...
That's we like Reagan, maybe, but she...
Yeah, Reagan's on the news all the time. Yeah, why not?
That's what we were thinking. Because it'll be before our Army Live. Another plug.
Dude.
He's also
on
CSU night, too.
I am hosting. It is a Logan and Sam episode of CSC.
Logan and...
Man, you might as well...
Guests or host that we've not shared.
If we have, sound effects, can you put, thunder in the background? Like, Logan and Sam...
All right, I'm going to turn the attention now. We actually need another tune. All right, so I'm actually going to let one of you two just use my guitar, provided that you're careful with this.
I don't play the guitar.
I don't either, but I will gladly
play
a song.
I play the piano, but I'll play the guitar.
I will gladly play the song.
Hot darn, get your piano in here next time.
You know it's the same keys, right, Luke?
Yeah.
Same notes and everything?
Yeah, but I just don't...
All right. Here's a pick.
I'm not a strings guy.
Pick. Where I'm going, I don't need
a brass kind of guy. You know, tuba. That's my kind of cup of tea.
All right. We get to take a seat.
Sax kind of guy.
You know, you'd think so, but I'm not sexy enough.
All right, Charles. Let's let Logan hear it.
All right, go ahead, Logan. You're all
ready?
Live.
Yep, go ahead.
This is a song. It's a very, very relaxing song. I call it strumming while I talk.
Come on with something more creative.
I was walking down the street one day, and there was this guy, and he was an alley. It was in Pittsburgh, the big steel city. In case you don't know, and he was
peeing in the alley.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very weird. But then I went down a different street, and you know, I turned left to the corner, and there was Permanis right there. I went into Permanis.
That was me peeing.
That was you peeing.
Yeah.
That was
oh my god.
But now I'm in Permanis now. That's where the story's going. And I bought myself a Permanis sandwich. Camp Cola and egg. Very delicious. And I ate it. It was $7.59. No tax. Very delicious. And then I left. And I took a bus. And I went to Robert Morris. And now I have a bunch of radio shows that you can tune in on Tuesdays and Thursday nights.
I lost the pick.
Drop the pick.
Your pick is gone.
It's on the floor.
It's on the floor
behind
you. So now I don't have my guitar pick. So I'm just going to strum
it. I have it, Logan.
Ryan just picked up my guitar pick.
After my guitar pick, he's just borrowing it?
Yeah, but it's in my hand.
Page.
So,
yeah.
But so now I'm strumming with this guitar. It's a nice little acoustic guitar. Electronics.
Yeah,
you can change the modules on it.
Yep, there is an amplifier that goes with it, but that is at my house. So
there's an amp that goes with it. It's at Ryan's house.
Yep,
I think it's Mike's.
Great. Now I'm gonna play a note. It sounds the exact same because I don't really know how to play the guitar.
play the bottom strings.
Play the bottom string now.
Yeah,
this one's a little bit better.
It's a twang in there.
Yeah, come on, Logan, you got this.
It doesn't carry as much sound as the other ones. But now we're at Robert Morris with this story, and we're gonna go and
sounds like a really crappy vlog.
And the Pirates trade Andrew McCutchen, I'm very sad. Very, very
that,
sad.
That's
player.
That's like weeks old news, man.
It's not weeks old
number
news.
22.
It's still relevant because he's Andrew McCutchen.
I'm right. Still in mourning. I'm wearing all black right now. Nobody noticed though.
Yeah,
nobody really notices what I wear. It's very frustrating. But I put my best sweatpants on every day. But it's okay.
It's
I put my pants on like everybody else, you know, two legs at a time.
That's
you
more
know.
Than everyone to know about you.
And, you know, I met this girl once, and I met her on the internet, and
this happened before or after the run.
It turns out she was a man.
I thought it was going to be
men. There's a tour group walking by this ready room. I'm waving to them. The dad waved back, but the radio plays outside. I wonder if they could hear us right now.
Probably.
Oh, there's Sam Anthony. Sam Anthony, can you hear me right now? Can you hold a thumbs up?
Come on, Sam.
Nope, I don't think they can hear us right now.
No, they're listening to the radio.
If you guys can hear us right now, you can just hold a thumbs up in the window.
And they're all
there's no thumbs up, so they can't hear us.
This stemmed from the girl. What
and this has been
some
guitar while Logan Carney talks.
Beautiful.
That is
Grammy worthy right there. That was beautiful. You know, you and Elton John and the Grammys, I can see it next year.
If I didn't hear Beethoven before, I would have thought that was classic.
and related to my birthday, I just settled on a time with my family to go out.
Whoa, where are we going?
Oh, I'm going out. You guys are staying here.
Well, you're
going
to tell us.
Oh, that's
show
debatable.
Up.
Maybe I'm
yeah, like,
my,
like it's depending where you're going. I might just be there.
I just settled on a time. I just didn't pick a place yet. My family is picking me up from Yorktown at 4 o'clock, so...
And you know, I like how you're giving these details. So it's kind of like if somebody wants to follow you, they're just like getting a car at your town.
Yeah, what car would they be picking up?
Yeah, what license plate?
What color?
So Scooby number two while you're at it.
I'm not giving away those details.
All right, I'll just stand out there and see you and follow you.
Wait till Ryan walks out of the
4 o'clock. We're all gonna be at Yorktown. We're gonna go to dinner with Ryan.
Yep. Oh, that's a podcast.
We're gonna table across from Ryan.
Yeah.
No podcast.
This is dinner with Ryan. He's over there munching on some ribs right now.
That'd be my next song. Can I do another song?
No, you took like 8 minutes.
So. I'll do the next tune, and if we have any time left, I'll let you do another tune. All right.
This one's about you, Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't not stroke his ego now.
All right.
Ryan, do your song. Actually, you're gonna play us out. How about you play it out?
Yeah, I'll play you out. Aaron, Logan, if you want to do another tune, I'll let you do that.
Oh boy, here we go.
Make this quick.
No,
so I really want to listen to Ryan play us out.
This song.
Well, we got like 10 minutes.
My second one of the night.
This one I call When I Watched Ryan Eat.
Oh my god, really? Somebody go to a really nice restaurant and the live entertainment's not all that good and you're just kind of
Yeah, but hey, he's one song away from an EP though.
We went to a restaurant. Well, Ryan's family went, I just followed. And I sat there in my overcoat and hat. And I looked across the tables and I saw he had dark sunglasses. I was wearing dark sunglasses, Oakley's being one. And I looked across the table and in the other side of the room I saw Ryan. He got a Manny sandwich and potatoes on the side.
Nice.
But
it's,
we were
it's,
at Applebee's. I don't know how I got the Manny sandwich.
It's a concept album, you know.
I guess they brought it in. I myself, I ordered the $20 dinner for two. Very good. There's only me there, so I had to eat two entrees. But you know, I took one home and I bundled it up for later. But anyway, I was looking across and I saw Ryan eating. And he was chowing down on his food. The fry fell out of his Permani sandwich, but he just picked it up and put it right back in his mouth.
Wow.
and you know, I've never seen, and I'm still wondering, how we got the Permani sandwich into Applebee's, because Applebee's doesn't serve Permani sandwiches, that's Permani's.
That's Permani sandwich.
His parents got ribs, because the ribs is on the $20 dinner for two, because they have that there at Applebee's. Recently, they used to have a $20 dinner for two at Chili's, but now it's $22 dinner for two. It's very more expensive and very frustrating because I love their ribs.
More expensive. It's like you have the concussion marker. You're a comm major, right?
And we were at Applebee's.
We don't do math.
All of a sudden, you know, my fork fell on the ground, so I crawled underneath the table. And that's when another family sat down at my table. I guess they didn't realize that there was somebody there. So I just hid under the table for the next 20 minutes while this family of four was eating.
It only took 20 minutes for a family of four to eat.
Well, they were eating my food, and it was very frustrating. I don't even know if they paid for the meal, but they could have at least paid for the $20 dinner for two that I had.
Talk about
they ordered another $20 dinner for two because there was four of them.
They only had half of one.
And while I was eating, you know, a fry fell to the ground, so of course I picked it up and ate it.
I was looking
across the room and I saw Ryan eating with his family. He was about halfway done with his Permani sandwich at this point. And then his family got up and they paid the check to leave. I don't know how much the Permani sandwich was, because again, they sell those at Permani's, not Applebee's, and this was an Applebee's. So after Ryan left, I walked over and I saw they only took one bite out of the other Permani sandwich, so I picked the Permani sandwich up and I ate the rest of it. And it was a Pittsburgher, not the cap and egg that I usually get. So Ryan, next time you leave food at a table, please get a cap and egg. That's the Permani sandwich that I like.
talk about a very bizarre story.
That was the time I watched Ryan eat.
Very like I can see this like being played on like WYEP. It's just like, oh man, this is our featured artist of the week. He just tells stories.
Talk about a very bizarre story.
Wait, was he right about you going to Applebee's though?
No, because I haven't gone out to dinner yet. So
like, do you not know where you're going? You're just like, oh, pick up my family, see what happens.
He's going to Smokey Bones.
That's not bad.
Place. Smokey Bones or Olive Garden. He's a real Italian, so he's not going to Olive Garden.
Olive Garden is delicious.
Yeah, I do agree with.
Got to unmute you.
Oh, you muted me before?
I muted that mic.
While you were over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't need the extra pickups? Jeez, man.
My music's amazing.
Yeah, this
it's
one was
not music. It's you really playing guitar and talking to me.
It was
strum. Sorry, you need something like this.
Yeah, very
happy. I need Kobe.
Get some Latin blood in you, man.
I think I'm the greatest guitar player of all time.
Really, considering the fact that you just said that you didn't know how to play?
Yes, exactly. Considering the fact that I just said I didn't know how to play. That's exactly right. Not panhandling.
Bull sharking?
Is that what it is? Bull sharking?
Yeah. Whenever you like say you're really bad at something, then you're great at it.
That's not the term I was looking for, but that is what I was talking about.
Okay.
But that's not the term I was thinking about.
Okay. Well then I don't know what you were thinking of. God, again, aren't you in conversion?
Swindling.
Swindling,
yeah. Yeah, I usually get on the city, and I put my hat out.
Yeah, your beanie.
Yeah, put my beanie out, and I just leave it there. People think I'm homeless, and I just leave it out like that. And I play a fiddle.
Yeah, I play the fiddle. And yeah, I do. I'm a really good fiddler. And they put
on a roof.
Yeah, I play on a roof.
Okay, I just want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music room was made about me. I'm surprised you didn't.
Really?
Know. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know.
Clearly, he's so British, right?
Yeah.
God, Morgan, I wish I was you.
Being able all right. To
I honestly, sometimes I wish I was more me.
Yeah. Man, all right. We need to move on to our last topic.
How do we? All right. What's the last topic, Ryan? All
right. Last week I asked for Super Bowl predictions. Now, how do you prepare for your Super Bowl party?
Queso, queso, artichoke dip, queso.
Queso. Yeah, just a ton of chips.
Yeah.
All right. Do you
maybe some wings. I'm feeling
real zesty. Food's not even worth it.
Except, like I said, wings. You know.
Yeah.
Order wings.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or like the family.
Here's the real question: since you're doing like a Super Bowl party, you should.
You could probably get it together.
Just pack that.
Army Century Me is a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
I think you do. Get enough people in there. Yeah. Get a big screen.
We don't need enough people. Just play.
Yeah,
show up.
Yeah.
Get food.
Yeah, that's it. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, get enough people in there.
Yeah.
Or else you'll just be lonely with one person. All of this food and then just one single tier.
I'm the type of guy that likes to run block polls and prop bets. I used to do that all
really?
The time. Yeah, I used to do that
all
the time.
That doesn't surprise me.
Whenever in high school, I used to run them all the time. We did a bunch of prop bets. We would bet on stuff like, what's the first commercial that will come on? What color sweatshirt Bill Belichick's wearing? Is it sleeveless or with sleeves? Will Bill Belichick smile the first time they show him, or will he be frowning? Oh, well,
yes.
Some of the odds are pretty high. But yeah, and we would we put a bunch of money in, and whoever got the most prop bets right would win the pot.
Did you ever win?
They would usually give me my money back at the end because I ran the whole thing. But I don't think I ever. I think I might have won a block pull once. I lost the block pull the year. I would have won it if the Seahawks decided to run with Marshawn Lynch in the Super Bowl when they lost to the Patriots.
Can we just not talk about that?
All right. We don't need to get into this big football debate, but
you brought it up.
I was just asking how you prepare for your Super Bowl party.
I was giving my answer. I put a bunch
food,
of bet stuff.
Lots of food.
I come up with betting and gambling. That's why I think the best part about this crappy Super Bowl will be.
Hey, whoa.
A crappy
whoa.
Super Bowl.
We can say that on the radio.
I want to see.
Let's allow this to be unsettled.
Nick
radio.
Foles beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brady's blow out the Eagles.
Wrong.
I'm tired of these close.
Wrong. Won't happen. Wrong.
All right. Alright, we are actually running short on time, so I am actually going to play you guys out.
Yeah!
On the end of this Ryan's 20th birthday radio special.
Ooh, happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you.
Enjoy your anniversary, sir.
It's a Catalina wine mixer.
Catalina wine mixer, boys. It's the biggest part of the year.
It's the
alright, Charles,
Catalina
tell me when.
Wine mixer.
What was that?
Alright, tell me when.
When?
Yeah, when. You got 2 minutes to kill.
This is Ryan strumming on his guitar. It's acoustic guitar, but I edit metal vocals. Now it's kind of sounding like some 80s. Uh-oh, there's Ian Kiss walking past the door. Alrighty, and then that was me tuning out, and stay tuned next week. I will tell you everything that happened during my birthday celebration tonight. So stay tuned for another exciting episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Next week you'll be 20 years old in a week, guys. Stay tuned.
I'm already 20 years old today, man.
Yeah, I said 20 in a week.
Whatever.